Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab. And today in our studio, we have with us our special guest, Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum, Professor.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
The listeners, Professor Nakavi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University and a research scholar over here in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. And we have been discussing a series of, we went through a series of episodes with Professor Nakavi where we discussed the levels of tarbiyah and most important topics of tarbiyah Islamic upbringing with him. And today we are continuing some important topic with him. Professor, in our previous episodes, we discussed the issues of dignity in terms of freedom and justice. And now when dignity comes to the relation of parent and children, what do you comment on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, thank you very much. We discussed the matter of freedom and justice. We said that basically in Islam, freedom and justice, equality, these are all important values which have to be taken care of. But the ultimate thing is the preservation of human dignity. Freedom within the framework of human dignity, justice within the framework of human dignity is important. For example, previously we would have the Western bloc, the liberal bloc, talking about freedom. We would have the communist bloc, the Eastern bloc, talking about human social justice. But both of them expressed and mentioned these things and implemented them in such a way, and they even still do, which in such a manner that infringes upon the dignity of mankind. So the important thing is that, yes, we accept freedom and we accept justice, social justice in all our relations. But to the extent that human dignity and honor is not trampled upon. So this was the main idea that we discussed previously in the previous episodes. Now today we want to take this to a practical result. How does this manifest itself in relations between human beings, especially parents and their children? So human dignity and honor and respect for each other have to be taken into mind and have to be considered when we are dealing with our children, or the children are dealing with their parents. It's both ways. It's not just that the children should be respecting their parents. The other way around is also true. Parents should also deal and behave and treat their children as human beings who have dignity and have honor.
So parents, it's not like you are a child, you know nothing, I have more experience, so you are ought to respect me, I'm not ought to respect you. It's a vice versa process. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we're discussing dignity in relation with parents and children. Professor Nakavi, you said dignity is something that both sides have to take care of. It's not just parents have to be expecting from their children, even the parents themselves have to show some respect.
What it means when I say that, yes, certainly children have to treat their parents with respect and honor to maintain their dignity. But how can this be achieved? The parents have to teach them to be respectful. They have to become examples. So when they treat their children in a way that they show their respect for their own children, and they talk to them not as if they were their subjects, were their subjects whom they were going to command as lords and kings and so on and so forth. We consider our children to be our own property, for example. And we think that however we behave with them, it doesn't make any difference. No, if we want them to respect us and we want them to honor us and maintain that dignity, they should be taught how to do that. And the best way to do it is to respect the parents should talk to their children in a way that their honor and their dignity and their ego is not hurt. Of course, the question is, how can that be managed? This is the issue. Why should it be managed and how it should be managed? Number one, we should, as I said, why? The why is very obvious. They're not our slaves, they're not our properties, they're trusts given to us by the amanats given to us by Allah Almighty.
And we'll be asked about them.
We will be asked about them. And we will be asked about them in this way, that how did you
bring them up?
How did you educate them? How did you try to educate them and to change their behavior? So the change of the behavior, or me as a parent, if I treat my children in a way that their honor and dignity is maintained and preserved and then bring them up, then that is the best way to do it, because they will learn to honor themselves, they will learn to respect themselves, and they will learn to respect others. If I trample upon them, if I subject them to harsh treatment, and all the time I'm scolding them, and all the time I'm telling them off, then they will also...
They'll automatically don't have any respect left for you.
They will not have any respect left from them for themselves. And that could lead to serious implications.
Yeah.
In their personality, they could become obsessive. They could become, to an extent, they start becoming self-inflicting upon themselves harm. They would consider themselves to be of no use. They would lose any sense of direction and sense of purpose in this life. So if we want to change their behavior, we have to change our behavior, as we have always been saying. So, and one of the things that we have to teach them is to be able to respect themselves and respect others. And we have to show how to do that.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the Holy Prophet standing up for Bibi Fatima to Zahra, salamu alayha, it's...
In her honor.
It's in her honor. It's telling us both things. It's telling us that the Lady Fatima is of a very important status in the eyes of the Holy Prophet.
Yeah.
And more than
meanwhile,
that...
Meanwhile, teaching a lot to the parents.
To parents, that this is how you should treat your...
Exactly. Daughters, especially. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said there was a practical example that Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us while he would stand in the honor of his daughter. It in itself, this example taught a lot, many things to a lot, many people, and you were explaining that.
Yes. And we also find the example of great personalities, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, teaching an elderly guy, old person, how to perform ablution. They taught him in such a way that he did not feel offended. So here, the example we are taking, the lesson we are learning, is that we want to teach others to become good people. We want them to become good people and good servants of Allah Almighty. We want our children to become not our servants, but the servants of Allah Almighty.
Indeed.
So we need to teach them in such a way that they maintain and preserve their self-respect and their dignity and their honor, and they carry out whatever they are supposed to do with a sense of duty, with a sense of responsibility. Not because my father or mother is saying so, it's because it's the best thing that I should be doing.
Yeah.
And my parents want the best from me.
Exactly.
And they should also feel that what we are here to offer is not just because we want it, it's because what is the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Islam tells us to take care of. Islam is all about carrying out the best things in the best possible manner.
Yeah.
That is what we have been saying is ihsan. When we say wa bil walidayni ihsana, how should we behave with our parents? Bil ihsan, with the best possible goodness, good deeds. It's not a favor upon them. Ihsan is not doing a favor to someone,
yeah,
as it is normally considered.
Taken into
yes.
that way.
Ihsan
in
is doing
cultures.
Good things, good deeds in the excellent possible way. So it's and it follows from the ubudiyya of Allah Almighty. It's not separate from the ubudiyya, because before that, the holy verse is talking about servitude and obedience and the worship of Allah Almighty. And in its continuation, we're talking about the ihsan to our parents. So it's a continuity. It's a continuum. It's not something separate.
Yeah.
If we want to respect our parents, if we want to do good services, provide good services to them, be good to them, it is a continuation of the obedience to Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
It's not separable.
Separate from them.
So this is, so our children must not feel that what I'm asking them as a parent is because I want it. I desire it. It should be that he feels that whatever
what
my
what is good for my child.
What he what is good and what Islam has presented to us. So therefore, we need to, not only when we're talking to our children, when we are treating them with our, offering them our advice, we are telling them what to do, how to do it. First, offer them a practical example, and then talk to them in such a way that they do not feel offended. Of course, I don't say that no, we should not teach them, we should not offend them all at all. No, sometimes it becomes necessary to hurt one's feelings to make him stop and refrain from doing something bad. So that is also a form of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, but it has its own place.
So letting the child always feel on the cloud nine is also not good.
No, so there should be a balance.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing such beautiful thoughts with our audience. Thank you, the audience, for being with us. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.barstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, COI, Call of Islam, and out there you can find our old programs. Well, if you wish to write us something, your questions, your feedback, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to listen to us on social media, you can search Call of Islam. We are on all social media platforms. Thank you for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.